Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Lord God, even as we go into your word this morning, speak to us, spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, make my tongue like a pen of a ready writer. Speak life unto us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. All right, so we have been on a series for the past 4 Sundays, and we've been looking at the armor of God. So I'm going to give us a quick summary of what we've done so far, and we're going to round up today. Okay? So I'm not going to read the scripture for the month, but it's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and verse 11, which talks about putting on the whole armor of God. Anyway, it says, stand strong in the Lord. And the first Sunday I ministered on 4 reasons why we need the armor. The aim of the focus of the armor is for protection. Are you with me? The armor, the primary assignment of the armor is to protect us. And the armor of God, Scripture says, put on the whole armor of God. In other words, you can decide to put on part of the armor. Are you with me? So it says, put on the whole armor of God. All right? The armor of God is what God himself will put on. All right? The armor of God is not God, but is what God will put on. So he says we should put on the whole armor of God. The essence is that you have full protection. And I gave us 4 reasons why we need to put on that armor. I said, number one, imbalance. The battle is not balanced. When you put on the armor of God, you are able to fight like God. You have God protection on you. I mean, because the devil, our fight is not against flesh and blood. I'm not fighting Mr. Tosin or Sister Joy or Sister Fadeke. No, it's a spiritual battle. And so, humanity cannot fight the spirit until you put on the armor of God. Then the battle becomes balanced. You can imagine baby pastor trying to fight me. Already, it was because David put on the armor of God. He was able to fight Goliath. When he saw Goliath, because of the God in him, he said, "Oh, you uncircumcised Philistine." It did this, and the Goliath said, you look like a baby. He didn't know. And I said number 2 reasons, because of darkness. We are in a battle. There is darkness everywhere. There is darkness in this world. This world is the Satan's playground. Things, there are temptation around us. When I was growing up, you go to temptation. Now they come to your door. You know, I mean, I have a friend there. When we were growing up back in Africa, if somebody fall into sin, they went there. But now they come looking for you. And number 3, the devil is very skilled at tempting. He's a skilled tempter. He knows what to do. He knows how to do. He knows our weaknesses. When we put on the whole armor of God, we are alert. And number 4, the devil is a great pretender. He can pretend. He can pretend that you will not even know he's the one. Alright? And the last week, Sunday, we went on to start a 2-part series. And we're looking at the 6 different parts of God's armor. Because there are 6 parts to God's armor. And we started talking about it last week, Sunday. And we talked about the belt of truth. And one thing that I said about the armor is, the armor of God, you see, in Bible times, I said to you last week, in Bible times, when Jesus was speaking in parables, he will use things that the people can relate with. Like, because in Bible time, if you're not a soldier, you are a farmer, or you are a slave, or you are a king. So when he was talking, he would say, a farmer went to plant seed, and he went to sleep, and Satan came. So when he was speaking, he was using he compared the armor of God to what a Roman soldier will wear, because then they can relate with it. Because when you see a Roman soldier back then, they have to put the helmet, they have to put a shield on, they have to wear the belt, they have to wear the right shoes, and they have to hold a sword. All right, so we're able to cover the 3 last week. We talk about the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and also the gospel, the shoe of the gospel of peace. One thing about the breastplate is, the breastplate is only covering the front. It's not, your back is not covered. So when you face battle, when you face life situation, God does not intend you to walk away. You have to face it. Am I making sense? And I said, the devil you don't deal with today will deal with you tomorrow. I pray God will give us grace to deal with the devil. So the breastplate only covers the front. It doesn't cover the back. So when nobody is on the wall front and can turn their back at the wall, you face the wall. Am I making sense? So today we're going to carry on and round up, and there's an interesting fact at the end. So please watch out for that. So the fourth one is the shield of faith. I told us that we were using the Roman soldier to explain this. So the key word here is not the shield, but the word faith. Because the shield of faith describe what we might call dependent living. It means calling on the Lord for help in times of trouble. You see, the shield were vital to protect the soldier from getting burnt. If you watch all these Asian films, they throw arrows, they throw darts. So when you have a shield in front of you, you're able to protect yourself. Because attack can come suddenly. Arrow can come anytime, any day. So in the war front. So your faith. Now, how does this relate to faith? Ladies and gentlemen, our faith in God gives us that shield, because the devil will attack our mind, the devil will attack our spirit, the devil will attack every area of our life. But when we have faith in God, you know, we say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Satan is going to throw fires of arrows, of doubt, you know, of pain, of so many things. But we know the truth of God's word. Our faith in God's truth will give us the shield we need. Because you cannot stop the devil from attacking you. The moment you declare that you are born again, the moment you declare you want to follow God, you are in a constant war with the devil. Minister Tosi was speaking this morning in Sunday school that if you can't really preach a message of condemnation to somebody who's already condemned. They don't know any truth. You are telling them you go to hellfire. I don't even know God. I don't even know what you're talking about. But I remember a few years ago, before we do Radical Youth Ball, we'll address the youth. We say, please, we are going to RY Ball, end of the year ball. We are all children of God. Let us dress decently and in order. And we are able to tell them, because we expect them to know better. But somebody doesn't know anything. You are saying, as a lady, dress properly. That's how they go clubbing. That's how they've been going to ball. So what do you expect? Okay? So ladies and gentlemen, scripture says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, faith, can we open it quickly? Hebrews 11 verse 1 and verse 6. Okay? The devil will want to tempt us with anger, with lust, with bitterness, with greed, with doubt, with despair. Negative emotions. But once we have faith in God, the faith in God is like a shield. It will protect you. You know, for example, a negative thought can come to your head. You just quote the word of God. It says, verse 6 says, and it is impossible to please God without faith. In other words, it is impossible to please God. So when you without faith, if God is not pleased by you, you cannot be protected by God. Am I making sense? So when our faith pleases God, then God is able to shield us, because our faith is nothing. You see, what your faith is based on determine the strength of your faith. When your faith is in God. So when your faith is in God, the strength of your faith is God. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. The The devil can try to catch us off guard and throw us off balance. One writer calls it a violent temptation in which the soul is set on fire of hell. So the devil can try to catch us off guard. He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have remained faithful. You see, he said, so when your faith in God helps you to fight the enemy, you are able to fight those evil thoughts, those evil desires, those evil identities. You are able to fight. He says, I have fought the good fight. How? He remained in the faith. Like I told us, on this earth is war. We are in constant war with the devil. If the devil can wage war, if the devil can try to attack Jesus, how much more you and I? How much more you and I? So every negative seeds, every evil agenda, you just know that no, this is not God. And your faith in God shield you from it. Making sense. Faith is a shield. I pray for you and I, may our faith shield us in the name of Jesus. Number five, the element of salvation. The element of salvation. Now, this one is an interesting one because the element is meant to protect the head of a soldier. The soldier's head. You know, do you know that when if you watch all these movies, even if you watch EFCC, I follow them on Twitter. They're always catching fraudsters. They only take a passport photograph of your head. They don't need your body. If your head is not correct, it doesn't matter how good your body is, it's useless. Are you making sense? So when the devil attack the head of a man, you can't think right, you can't think straight, you cannot focus. You don't see, that's what your international passport only has a passport photograph, just your head. Because guess what? Your head is the most important part of your body. I pray for you and I, the enemy will not attack our head in the name of Jesus. The head of a believer is their sanity. A soldier used a helmet to protect his head because if his head was wounded, he wouldn't be able to think. Every believer needs to have the mind of Christ under the control of the Almighty God. So the head is so important. And that is why the helmet of salvation, that's why the salvation is linked to the helmet. Because you cannot go to war as a Roman soldier without your helmet. You cannot. Is meant to protect you. And so once your head is protected, your body will follow. So, you know, sometimes, even if people have one injury on one leg, they can still maneuver. If they have one injury on one hand, they can still try to hide. But if they have injury on their head, they don't last long. When I watch all this action move, when they shoot in your head, that's it. One bullet, you're gone. If they shoot in your body, in your leg, you can still try to drag, still fight back and whatnot. But I pray for you and I, Holy Spirit, help us in the name of Jesus. Scriptures, someone said, woe to the soldier who goes into battle without his helmet. It will not last long when the enemy brings firing from other sides. It will not last long. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. The helmet of salvation is an important part of the Roman soldier. The helmet salvation is an important part of our Christian walk. You need to, once you are saved, do everything to stay safe. If you're not safe, if you're not staying saved, then there will be a problem. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. I have written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. So that you may know. It is important that you know that you are saved. It is important that you believe in the name of God. When you believe in that name, you are saved. You have eternal life. When you believe in that name, guess what? Jesus says, salvation has come to your home. And once salvation comes to your home, don't hang it in your bedroom. Don't hang it in your bedroom. let you take it everywhere you go, because the devil will always challenge. Romans 8 verse 38 to 39. The truth is, the moment we are saved, we have been purchased by the Lord Jesus Christ. We belong to him, both past, present and future. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor fear of today, nor the worries about tomorrow, not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love. Once you have the element of salvation, nothing can separate you. Nothing can break you. Once you have it and you put it on, one of the ways you put on, you believe it, you make it your reality. Are you with me? You make it your reality. Yesterday, you know, we decided to go and play in the garden, and my wife and my daughters wanted to play on the outside garden, which is enclosed. So my wife said, okay, my daughters wanted to use their bicycle, and my wife said, I need to go and get Princess Element, because it will protect her should in case she fell. It will protect her. But thank God, I said, don't worry, she'll be fine. But thank God she didn't fall. I only taught her how to ride bicycle once. She started riding. Now she can start by herself, which is good. You know, but if she was alone by herself, if she was going to school, even me, as an adult, if I'm riding my electric scooter or my electric bike, I will put my helmet on. It's better to be safe than to be sorry. You see, we must not downplay the danger we face every day in our warfare against the devil. We cannot downplay it. It can attack us from any direction at once. We can survive if we know we are God's children. We put on the helmet of salvation. We can boldly declare, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When a person is saved for the first time, he has the right mind. When we become saved, we have the right mind. Scripture says we have the mind of Christ. A person without the Spirit of the Lord has a form of insanity. Are you with me? A person without the Spirit of the Lord has a form of insanity. Because without God, we cannot live right. We cannot do right. Whatever we do is temporal. Whatever we do, we feel entitled. And if people don't say well done or thank you, you cease, stop doing it. I pray Holy Spirit to help us in Jesus' name. Number 6, the sword of the Spirit. Now, all these 6 armors that I've been talking about, 5 of them are defensive. The previous 5 are spoken about, they are meant to defend you. But there's only one of those armor that is an offensive armor, and that's the sword. Are you with me? So there's, out of the 6 armor of God, the previous 5 that I've mentioned, they are meant to defend you, to protect you. But this is the only armor out of those 6 that is an offensive armor. And guess what? You have to use it. Are you with me? Oh, you have to use it. You have to use it. But there's no point in me going to war. I have my offensive armor and I don't have my defensive armor. It's dead. It's dangerous. That's why Scripture says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. So the Bible tells us to take up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the Bible, the Scripture. And we're talking, I think, when Stafadeke was leaving Sunday school, we're saying that if you want your prayer to be effective, if you want your prayer to be efficient, pray with God's word. When you pray with God's word, you give strength, you give content to your prayer. You make your prayer answerable to God. God does not have a choice, because Scripture says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not pass away. The word of God, Scripture says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, the word of God is like a double-edged sword. It can pierce through anything. So all the other armors that we spoke about is to protect you, but you have to attack. You know, there is this saying in football that the best form of defense is attack. The best form of defense is attack. If you know a football club like Barcelona, you can score three, but they will score nine. You can score two, but they will score five. You can score four, but they will score ten. They will score six. So at the end of the day, they might not have a clean sheet, but they will still win. You see, the word of God, when we are tempted, okay, the most effective weapon that God has given us as believer is the sword of the Spirit. That is the most effective weapon. You must use it. That is why I want to beg you, when you pray, it's like when you pray without the word of God, it's like you are going to the battle, your sword is not with you. How can you attack? You can imagine, I'm going to the battle, I'm fully kitted, but I didn't take my sword. So how can I attack the enemy? Because the enemy you don't attack today will attack you tomorrow. And that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. So the word of God is important. You see, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he responded by quoting, "For it is written." Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. He said, "For it is written." In fact, Bible scholars said Jesus was tempted so much that if they were recorded in scriptures, it would be almost all the New Testament. So they only picked three, and in those three, Jesus said, "For it is written." So Jesus used the word of God to fight off the devil. The first time, the devil came again. The second time, he came again. The third time. That even Jesus even tell Peter, he said, Peter, the devil has planned to sweep you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that in the days of your adversity, your faith will not fail you. Now, how can you use the word of God? Like I said, memorizing the scriptures. Are you with me? And I will normally tell some of my youths, okay? One of the ways you can memorize the scripture is your screensaver on your phone, put that word of God there. Behind your door, put it there. On your ceiling, write it everywhere. So every day you are sinning, you open your laptop, that's the first thing you see. If you do that for a whole week, you will remember that scripture. And the following week, think about that scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, many Christians cannot even properly quote the word of God. You know, when you go to the bank and I've asked you to go and collect some money, and they say, how much do they collect? If you can't confirm and say, I'm not sure, they won't give you. Are you with me? I've given you a check, and they're saying, how much do you say? I'm not sure. Maybe 2K or 5K. No, you need to be sure. For Genesis 2 verse 4, Ephesians 6 and verse 8, quote the scripture word for word. Don't paraphrase. Are you with me? Quote it, because, you see, sometimes in paraphrasing the word of God is diluted. Because I even say, no. Quote it. In fact, in this day and age, we have no excuses. Guess what? If you go on Google and you type in scriptures for this, scriptures for that, 50 will come. So you have no excuse. You now begin to go through those 50. Which one can I relate with? You are facing challenges. You now say, scriptures on difficult times. You now begin to scroll down. Holy Spirit, which one should I relate with? Trust me, by the time you scroll down, one or two will jump out to you. So that's it. I'm giving you my secret, free of charge. That's it. And I will zero in on that scripture. I will pray it. I will memorize it. I will talk about it until it becomes a reality. Because God has a plan for our lives. You know, as God has planned for you, the devil also has planned for you. Do you know? The devil has planned for us, and God has planned for us. So we have to decide which voice we are going to listen to. I pray for you and I. May we use the sword of the Spirit directly in the name of Jesus. And as we round up, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, Apostle Paul says something. Can you please read for me? Open for me, Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Apostle Paul says something very important that we cannot ignore, okay? And Pastor Fenojo, 2 weeks ago, when he was preaching, he said the armor of God in reality is actually more than six. Because if we look at the fruit of the Spirit, they can also be armor. Does that make sense? And in that scripture, in fact, can we start from 16? Okay, go back. So that we can understand. Keep going. Okay. All right, verse 11. Thank you. Verse 11 says, put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm. You'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. Next verse, verse 12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of this unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Next verse. Therefore, so he's told us the challenges we are facing. He now giving us, therefore, the solution. Put on every piece of God's armor so that you'll be able to resist. You'll be able to stand against the enemy in times of evil. And after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Verse 14, stand your ground, put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Next verse. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Verse 16, in addition to all of this, put on the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the enemy. Verse 17. Now, listen, though. Put on your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, look at verse 18 now. Verse 18 now said, and pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayer for all believers everywhere. So listen, gentlemen, he has told us that we should put on the whole armor of God. He now said to us, Apostle Paul now recommended that we need to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Ultimately, prayer is our ultimate weapon of warfare. Now, praying in the Spirit, hear this, is not part of the armor, but it is that which makes the armor effective. Are you with me? Praying in the Spirit is not part of the armor, but it is what you do that makes the armor effective. So we cannot but talk about it, because we are fighting, is a spiritual battle. You know that scripture says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, it's principalities, it's powers, it's spiritual wickedness. And there are many ways to pray, and they are all valued. You can stand, you can sit, you can kneel, you can pray any way. They are all valued. We may pray with our eyes open or your eyes closed. Sometimes we pray out loud, you pray quietly. As long as your mind is in it, God will answer you. Don't think until I'm shouting, I'm screaming, God, no. You can pray quietly and silently, but you must pray. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important we touch on this, because praying in the Spirit is what you will do that will make the armor of God you are wearing effective. Because this battle, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. So you use the word of God to pray. So okay, now let's put the old six together. Let's put everything together and it will make sense as I round up this morning. Let's put everything together. It will make sense now. Just give me a minute. This one is, I didn't even put this down in my notes. But let's put it. So now where, how do you pray in the Spirit? First and foremost, you must know the truth. Are you with me? You must know the truth of God's word. If you don't know the truth of God's word, then your prayer cannot be effective. All right? And you must live a righteous life. The second armor, the breastplate of righteousness. You must be in the right standing with God. And number three, you must be a person at all costs who is pursuing peace. You know, one of my school daughters had an issue with her flatmate, and I didn't find out on time. The moment I found out, she spoke to me. I said, that's fine. I called the lady the following day, and I said, Pillar, I've just told what this person do. Is this what you will say? I said, me, I preach peace. No matter what, no matter the matter, people will offend you. Guess what? You will offend people. But scripture says in the book of Romans, as far as it depends on you, live in peace. Am I making sense? So if you are not a peaceful person, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit, one of the character of the fruit of the Spirit. All right, so you must be a peaceful person. You must have faith in God. You want to pray, but you don't have faith in God. So what is your prayer based on? Are you with me? So you must be a truthful person. You must know the truth. Scripture says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. How will it set you free? You know the truth and you speak the truth. You know the truth and you pray the truth. And that truth, because when you go into an exam hall, you know the exam, you didn't answer it. You cannot pass. It is the application of the truth that you know that set you free. You must have faith in God. And then you must be saved. Because when you are saved, you are part of the kingdom of God. The senior pastor was speaking that the kingdom of God is a realm. Is a realm. The kingdom of heaven is a place. But the kingdom of God is a realm. So when you are part of God's kingdom, when you are part of the kingdom of God, it's a realm you are in. And that realm can be anywhere. It can be in Africa. It can be in UK. Wherever you are. If you are not saved, if you are not part of the kingdom of God, it will not work for you. And the word of God. So when we put all this together, then we begin to pray in the spirit that God answers our prayer. We can pray a prayer of petition. We can pray a prayer of praise. We can pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Because in troubles time, because time of troubles will come, there's nothing you can do about it. If you don't look for trouble, trouble will look for you. Trouble is part of life. But we pour our hearts to God in time of distress, and He will simply hear us. You see, as I round up this morning, the best time to pray is when you don't feel like praying. Are you with me? The best time to pray is when you don't feel like praying, because scripture says pray at all times. Never stop praying. Pray without season. So when you don't feel like praying, that's when you need to pray more. Let us rise up on our feet. I want you to pray. I want you to pray and say, God, help me. Oh Lord, help me to constantly. You know, can I give a revelation? Every day before you leave here, I say, as I go out today, I put on the whole armor of God. I am protected in my going, in my coming. Anybody that will attack me, Holy Spirit, your word will attack them first. So when people are beginning to speak evil of you at work, you just say, for the scripture says, God will fight for me. You are fighting, you are attacking them. When you use the word of God to pray, you are attacking your enemy. Those people, they will come and say, oh, when they now say, are you sure what you are saying about your colleague? You can say it in front of them. Say, no, I don't want to say. Then that means what you are saying is not valid. Because if you cannot testify, then there's no point. I want to pray and say, God, give me the grace. Help me to really understand that I need this armor. I need to put it on. I must wear it. Because if we don't wear the all armor of God, we are like a city without war. We are like a Roman soldier who go to war with nothing. No uniform. And you are going to war. There are some places of work you can't wear certain shoes because they're not made for it. Just pray and say, Holy Spirit, help me, Lord. The armor of God is for your protection. Are you with me? The armor of God does not protect God, it's for your protection. He says the armor of God, you know, it is what God Himself will put on. If God will put armor on to go and fight battle, how much more you and I? But that armor, for that armor to be effective, you must be saved. For that armor to be effective, you must have faith in God. Are you with me? For that armor to be effective, you must use the word of God. For that armor to be effective, for that armor to be effective, you must be a person of peace. You must be in the right standing with God. For that armor to be faithful, you must be a truthful person. Know the truth, and it will set you free. Malisa Keteboshka. Holy Spirit, help us in the name of Jesus. Daddy, help us. Krababa Zeketebo, Jeketebrekodo, Lekazakataba, Leprataka Jeketebrekodo, Lekuzaketebrekodo, Zeprekete, Jeketebrekodo, Lekozeketebrekodo, Rasakatabada, Leprataka Jeketebrekodo, Zeketebrekodo, Lekuzatebrekodo, Mazeketebrekodo, Reketebrekodo, Lepapa. Papa Jikete Brekotoska, le papa papa zekete mo, ma zekete brekotoska, le papa papa, don't say, God help me, God help me, I need this armor, give me the grace, give me the understanding, so I'm always having it on. Rakaka zekete boshka, le papa papa zekete brekotoska. Oh Father, we thank you, we worship you, Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, in Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Lord, we pray, oh Lord God, that you help us to really put on your whole armor in the name of Jesus. Every day of our life, you will protect us in the name of Jesus. You will keep us in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. That every evil plan, every evil agenda, because many of them we are not even aware, but because we have your armor, you will protect us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the month of June, that you have indeed been our helper. Lord, we commit the rest of this month into your hand. It shall be productive and fruitful in the name of Jesus. Whatever we lay our hands upon this week, we prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed.